Hello, welcome to the Thistle and Shamrock. Fiona Ritchie with you as ever, sharing the pleasure of exploring an hour's worth of brand new releases. One of them just handed to me yesterday, no kidding. Here we go with Mary Hall and Patsy Reid. Mary Hall and Patsy Reid from Contours of Cairngorm live from the City Halls Glasgow as part of the Celtic Connections Festival there. The new release is on Strath Records and it is all fresh and new this week as we sort through the latest arrivals in the constant stream of new music that flows our way here on Thistle. So stand by for the latest from the legendary Finbar Fury and discover bands like At First Light, all ahead in our time together this week. So let's get on with the music. Coming up, one of Ireland's best loved singers, Mary Black, and she shares with us a recording that fulfilled a dream for her when she had a chance to sing with Janis Ian. They're together on Lighthouse Light from Mary Black's new one, Stories from the Steeples, on the Blix Street label. First of all, I was personally assured that nae troots, no trouts, were harmed in the making of this recording when Pete Clark delivered it to me freshly pressed just yesterday. So Pete and Gregor Lowry embark annually on a trout tour involving playing tunes and trout fishing in remote and beautiful parts of Scotland. And they've captured the mood of it all on Caught and Released. Pete Clark and Gregor Lowry here with Marnochs.
Thank you. Thank you.
From fiddler Oliver Schroer and Nuala Kennedy on flute, The Green Lady is from the newly released Enthralled, and it is a fine duo album, enthralling in so many ways, as it marked a sadly very short-lived musical partnership between Nuala and Oliver, who died of leukemia in 2008. Since then, Nuala Kennedy has taken the recording they made together, involved some other musicians to help complete the work, and brought it all to fruition as a testament to the joy she and her friend had playing together in what was Oliver Schroer's final completed recording project. So that was Enthralled on Borealis Records. Coming up, a band spearheaded by three musicians who represent some of the key tradition-bearing musical families of Ulster: John McSherry, Donal O'Connor and Francis McElduff. That's At First Light ahead. Fiona J. McKenzie is here first, though, with something quite rare from her brand new album Archipelago. It's a song in the ancient Norn language, a now extinct Scandinavian-inflected tongue which was spoken until the 19th century in the very north of Scotland, in Caithness, Orkney and Shetland. This is the Unst Boat Song, recorded in 1947 by John Stickle, joined now by Fiona J. McKenzie, who expands upon and arranges the original recording. This is from Archipelago.
Så att det nu bästa ligger på dig och på dig starta barna bästa ligger på dig men i stava stötta stångare rapatte juda bunska bär rapatte juda bunska bär alla där med i dränge sena pappa flora på dig sena pappa flora jag på dig men Starta barna bästa liv hoppa dig och starta barna bästa liv hoppa dig och mynni
Starka barna bästa liv hoppa dig och hoppa dig Starka barna bästa Oh, buddy, oh, buddy, oh, say.
Bethan's Dance by At First Light from Idir, new on Compass Records. It's all new this week on Thistle, the best of emerging sounds and styles, along with artists who are well known to us, Finbar Fury, Catherine Tickell, Eamon Friel, they're all ahead, so stay with me. And later on you might want to catch some of this again, which you can soon at our Listen Again page on our website. And if you want to check the track details of some of this great new music we're enjoying together, then look out for our online playlist very soon. It's all at thistleradio.com and this is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. Sarah McQuaid draws upon Irish and Appalachian folk songs, also Elizabethan ballads and even 30s jazz styles in her music. It reflects her own eclectic origins as a holder of US and Irish citizenship who was born in Spain, raised in Chicago and now lives in England. She's just released a new collection of songs, The Plum Tree and the Rose, and we're going to hear a 16th century round from that. Also, respected internationally since the 1960s as part of the Fury Brothers and briefly with the Clancy Brothers, Finbar Fury is a folk icon who has recently released Colours on Valley Entertainment. We're going to hear from that, first of all, with John Martin's Solid Air. It's Sarah McQuaid.
Solid air. You've been walking your life, you've been living on solid air. I don't know what's going on inside, but I can tell you that it's hard to hide when you're living on solid air. Solid air.
New oysters,
new oysters, new. Have you any
new
wood
oysters,
to Have you any
new
wood
oysters,
to cleave? Have you
new
any wood
oysters,
to cleave?
New,
what kitchen
oysters,
stuff have you made?
Have you any
what kitchen
oysters,
stuff have you made?
Have you
what
any
kitchen
oysters,
stuff have you made?
Have you any
what oysters,
kitchen stuff have you made?
Have you any oysters,
new oysters,
oysters,
have you
new.
Have you
what
any
oysters?
Have you
what
any
oysters?
Have you
what
any
oysters?
Have you
what
any
kitchen stuff have you made?
Have you
what
any
kitchen
oysters,
stuff have you made?
Have you
what kitchen stuff have you made?
Have you
what
any
kitchen
oysters?
Have you any
new oysters?
Have you
new oysters?
You can always count on Sarah McQuaid to be very generous with her CD booklets, 16 pages of lyrics and background to songs like New Oysters New and Solid Air, which we heard earlier on. The Plum Tree and the Rose is the new release on Waterbug Records from Sarah McQuaid. And that voice across the ages you heard back then belonged to Finbar Fury. We're going to move right on with Eamon Friel ahead and Rachel Hare. First though, Catherine Tickell, she's an artist who has been a very favourite instrumentalist on Thistle for years. And wouldn't you know, we're back to Trouts, where we started off with Pete Clark. Catherine wrote the first of these tunes for a wild brown trout she caught. It's called The Very First Fish, paired here with Music for a New Crossing. All from Air Dancing on Park Records by the Catherine Tickell Band.
Thank you. In the center of the town you'll find streets that make a diamond of a square. Diamond cut on diamond must endure, and still there is a luster there. But the city has no memory now of the song it sang for us, and yet I still want to tell you I remember, although the streets forget. Sometimes still I think it's the song that I heard then. Sometimes still I swear I can hear it again. I am walking in the rain and sun, sun and rain together, thick as thieves, down the old streets, autumn at my feet. The leaves, but the city has no memory now of the song it sang for us, and yet I still want to tell you I remember, although the streets forget. Sometimes still I think it's the song that I heard then. Sometimes still I swear I can hear it again. But they have their feet on the ground and they know everything. They have their feet on the ground and they know everything. And they don't believe me, they tell me a street cannot sing. And they have their feet on the ground and they know everything. Now the evening brings two lovers here. Hand in hand they wander. They are young, and the long street sings a song for them, and only they can hear it sung. But the city has no memory now of the song it sang for us, and yet I still want to tell you I remember, although the streets forget. I still want to tell you I remember, although the streets, the streets forget.
We heard Northern Irish singer-songwriter Eamon Friel, the title track from his latest collection, The Streets Forget, on Thran Records. And it was followed up there by the Rachel Hare Trio, two Swedish tunes from them, from No More Wings, their new album on the March Hare label. And we're going to stay in Scandinavian realms as we move on through the back end of the show now. And Bjorg Lien, still to come here on the Thistle and Shamrock, which comes to you each week from Scotland. It's a Thistle Radio production, and I'm Fiona Ritchie. Programme playlists appear on our website each week, not by magic, but thanks to Margaret Kennedy. Check our website for a listing of all the new releases we've been enjoying this week at thistleradio.com, and that's where you can also listen again if you missed something here on your radio. So there's lots on our website. But our mailing address is The Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106, if that works better for you. And if it does, a self-addressed stamped envelope works well for us. Thanks very much. Now, according to the Washington Post, Anne Bjørg Lien's fiddling introduces the past to the future. The traditional Norwegian fiddle virtuoso has always been inspired by music from all around the globe, and so it continues on Cum Loy, her latest for the Compass label. Here she is, Anne Bjørg Lien, and I hope you'll make a plan to join me next week. Find out more about NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock and listen again online. Our website is thistleradio.com. Connect via social media. On Twitter, I'm at Fiona Ritchie, or join me on Facebook at Thistle Radio. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. Post, maker of Post shredded wheat, 100% whole grain, no sugar or salt added. Recipes at postshreddedwheat.com. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR Music.